6 Music. From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
We'll be right back. Well, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm on a roof terrace in a villa in Italy overlooking an olive grove. I'm on holiday with some friends. Most of my travels take me all over the world, don't they? In the last few months, I've made a programme in America, I've made one in France, in Brussels, in Germany. I thought I'd take you on holiday with me as well. I hope you don't mind.
I see a bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way.
sun keeps poking through some pretty stormy clouds here, actually, I must say, infrequently. The smell of olives is beautiful everywhere, and you can probably hear them swallows I mentioned. It's very lovely here. There has been lots of wandering round fragrant gardens, looking at old stonework and imagining what kind of people have lived here. There's a cross above the door of the room that Badge and I are staying in, which the owner Paul says is the Knights Templar and dates from 200 AD. Isn't that ridiculous? So, although it's not Greece, we're thinking of ancient civilizations. It put me in mind of this song by Rufus Wainwright. Tried to picture me in not just the sandals you can hear, but a toga as we listen to Greek song. Rufus Wainwright and Greek song. You can shake the image of me in a toga now if you'd prefer, I'm sure you would. A lyricist I very much admire, and somebody I like to call a friend, I've not met him that often, but we really get on when we do, is Alex Turner. This is one of his new ones, it's out now, it's called Stuck on the Puzzle, and it's very romantic.
Stuck on the puzzle. I'm not the kind of fool who's gonna sit and sing to you about stars, girl. But last night I looked up into the dark half of the blue, and they gone backwards. Something in your magnetism must have pissed them off, forcing them to get an early night. I have been searching from the bottom to the top for such a sight as the one I caught when I saw your face.
Stuck on the Puzzle, out now. That's one of Alex Turner's new ones. It's great, isn't it?
Six Music.
Well, hello there!
The best of the BBC Music Archive on Six. Playing legendary Peel sessions and some of the world's greatest concerts. Delves into the BBC archives, covering over 40 years of live music. Gideon Coe, Monday night from 10.
BBC Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Another tune I'm going to play for you now is by Bowerbirds. I've played the band on the show for the last 4 or 5 years at least. Really love their stuff. And just by chance, I've been downloading a podcast from David Attenborough over the past few months that's been on Radio 4 quite a lot. Just 10-minute snapshots of his life story, really. But it's just fascinating. And he's got such a soothing, lovely voice. If you get a chance to hear him, you really should. There's one that he does on the Vogelkopf Bowerbird, which is obviously where the Bowerbirds get their name. A Bowerbird makes a structure out of twigs, the simplest of which, the most common of which, are just two walls. And then at one end of the bower, this sort of construction that he makes, which he spends a long time over, he collects treasures. The most common species collects white things, bits of bleached bone, bits of plastic, that sort of thing. And it collects these treasures in order to attract the female bowerbird. Now, the Vogelkopf bowerbird, called that because it's from an area of New Guinea, called Vogelkopf, because that's either German or Dutch for bird's head. That's what it means, literally. The ones in Vogelkopf build huge 5 feet tall wigwams out of twigs that take them years to build, and they have really complicated collections of objects, similar objects. Some of them go for like dung and things like that, which it does look remarkable when they lay it very carefully next to it, next to each other, side by side. Some will go for orchid petals. Within the same species, they'll collect different things, all to try and attract a mate. Not all the males in the forest or thereabout will succeed in attracting a mate. And the lovely thing about the documentary was he pointed out that, I'm sorry about that helicopter overhead, it's really quite low as well, actually. David Hasselhoff dropping in perhaps for a brew. Very curious. Sorry about the interruption. Radio Gold. Yeah, so the Vogelkopf bowerbird collects all these little bits of treasure to attract a mate. In choosing which one to film, David Attenborough's team had to choose which bower was the most attractive, because that's where the female would end up. But the loveliest thing about it was, while he was describing what the bowerbird does, when the male collects its little treasures and puts them down, it doesn't just dump them in the piles inside its bower. It takes a couple of hops back when it's put it down, and then hops forward and readjusts it. And basically, he comes to the point that he realises that in choosing the right bower, you're making the same aesthetic decisions as the female bowerbird. So we have the same aesthetics about beauty as these creatures. Is that a good story, or have I lost you a long time ago? I don't know. Anyway, you don't have to listen to that Attenborough documentary now, because I've just told you it all. But here are the namesakes of said species of bird. This is the Bowerbirds with a wonderful song called Northern Lights.
I don't need from you a waterfall of careless praise, and I don't need a trophy for all the games I play, but all I want is your eyes. And I don't need you to catch my wandering mind, and I don't expect a southern girl to know the northern lights, and all I want is your eyes. Thank you.
The Amazing Bowerbirds and Northern Lights. I woke up with a, what would you call it, a hankering after this song this morning. This is the amazing Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins for an album called Rabbit Fur Coat that was out a few years ago. I'm sure you already know of this record because you've got such great taste to be tuned to the station in the first place. This song's called The Big Guns, and I'm very happy to say that you won't hear me being chased around this roof by a wasp while you listen to it. Or as the Italians say, a vespa. Yeah.
Track, but I'm not betting on the afterlife. Then you kiss his lips, he forgives you for it, he forgives you for all you've done, but not me, I'm still angry. What have I done? Why am I always missing you?
Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins from the album Rabbit Fur Coat. That was The Big Guns. Spike Milligan is reported to have met Harry Secombe during the war, chasing a big gun down a hill. It went straight through the camp where Harry Secombe was sleeping, and Spike Milligan followed this huge howitzer field gun that had rolled down a hill and crushed the British camp below. He ran after it saying, "Excuse me, can I have my gun back?" And that's how they met. I've been asking for your recommendations on Irish music recently. I've got thousands now, you can stop. But it was because of this snippet from Desert Island Discs when it was Spike Milligan's turn to choose records he couldn't live without. So a little bit of a rewind to a couple of months ago. This is Spike Milligan talking about a Chieftain song that he loves very much, and now so do I. Oh, somebody's released the hounds. The Italian landscape, or soundscape, I should say, wouldn't be complete without some really shit Europop, would it?
Terence Allen Patrick, who started calling you Spike?
In the Gunners, in the army.
It's a traditional name for Milligan,
I presume so. I don't know. It's completely... mind, there's another guy called Spike Deans in the regiment as well.
In those days in Bexhill, with nothing much to do, you and your mates began to evolve a new and rather desperate type of humour.
Yes, it was. I think the seeds of this Goonia was starting to implement itself then, yes.
Where did the word goon come from?
From the Popeye cartoon at the time. Popeye had these long creatures called goons, who had no faces, just two eyes, and they had talks bubbles with rubbish inside, you know.
How many programmes were there of the Goon Show altogether?
Oh, I don't know. It must have been over 150, I think.
You must have pretty well written yourself out on that. It was a terrific chore.
Well, that's why I stopped. I thought, we can't go on like this.
Mm-hmm. You'd done all the work, but Peter and Harry soared up to international stardom, leaving you a bit behind. Did that worry you at the time?
Yes, it did. When it all finished, I was sort of an unemployed scriptwriter, and Peter, of course, had done well in the film world, and Harry had done well on the stage, and I had no confidence at all. I still have very, very lack of confidence, and I thought, I've got to do something, so I thought, I think I'm a good clown. I thought, I must be a good clown, and I'm going to push myself. So we did this play called Oblomov, which was terrible, so I ad-libbed the whole thing, and it became a great hit in London.
Well, you've diversified and made a success of all those jobs I listed at the beginning.
I'm a clown, really, though. I think I'm a jobbing clown. That's what I am.
In the meantime, your second record.
My second record. Jesse Owens doing the 100 yards at Burnley. My second one is... A Woman of Ireland by the Chieftains. So I think it was composed especially for the film Barry Lyndon.
Well, it's just gorgeous, isn't it? The Women of Ireland by the Chieftains. I think it's such a stirring piece of music. And as I say, it's turned me onto the idea of maybe I'll like Irish music one day when I currently, you know, I previously haven't, to be honest. I've had lots and lots of great recommendations. But yeah, I've got in quite enough now. The production team was snowed under. It's really great reading about the passion that so many of you have for Irish music, though. Let's have a bit of Bowie. Not had a listen to him for a while. Here's Ashes to Ashes. If you've ever wondered, the piano you can hear, to my ears, sounds like it's coming through a Leslie cabinet on this tune. Here we go. David Bowie and Ashes to Ashes. I mentioned at the beginning of the track that that very distinctive piano sound you can hear is, I think, the sound of a piano processed through a Leslie cabinet. I should perhaps explain what a Leslie cabinet is for those of you who aren't muso geeks like me. A Leslie cabinet is traditionally used with a Hammond organ. It's a rotating speaker within a wooden cabinet. In fact, there's two rotating speakers in there. And that vibrato effect that you get with the organ sound, it almost sounds like it speeds up and slows down like a spinning coin. Well, it is because the organist with his foot pedal is controlling the speed of the rotary speaker in the Leslie cabinet. There you go. Let's have an example of some now. This is Santana, and one of the best Hammond organ players, to my mind, in the business was Greg Rowley from that band. From the album Abraxas, this is Hope You're Feeling Better, and it starts with the sound of a distorted Hammond organ coming through a Leslie rotary speaker. Here endeth the lesson.
Is that you? Thinking nothing to me then.
we go. Santana from the album Abraxas, which between you and I is the reason that I'm in a band, that album. It's the reason Craig used to play so much organ. He still does in Elbow. It's the reason that Mark Potter plays an SG guitar, or he used to, in Elbow. We were huge Santana freaks going way back, and all had our own hero within their 1969 lineup. There you go. This is a simple, beautiful little song from Coldplay. I really don't listen to the first album of theirs enough. I think it's great. This is Don't Panic.
Bones sinking like stones, all that we fall for. Homes, places we've grown, all of us are done.
Big British Castle. All we're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated.
It's lovely to be in your ears.
How are they today?
Lauren Laverne.
Bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh dear. Weekday mornings from 10.
I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Good heavens above. It's Guy Garvey.
The wind's getting up a bit, so I'm going to put you in my jacket. There we go. Been on holiday with this lot, which are pretty much the same group of people, apart from obviously people who've been born in the last 10 years. Pretty much the same friends went away to France many, many moons ago. I went for a walk in the forest in France, in the Auvergne district. Le Mondeur was the town we were staying near, but we were camping up in a valley. And I went for a wander in the woods, and I came across a coffee shop called Le Capucin, the cappuccino. I thought, well, yeah, that's not unusual, surely. That's what I thought it was anyway. I went for a wander in the woods after that, just aimlessly wandering, and after about an hour or so I thought I should get back to where I was, so I was asking people, où est Le Capucin? They were sending me in what I thought was the wrong direction, but everybody seemed to agree, so on I walked and eventually found myself halfway up a mountain called Le Capucin. Obviously the coffee shop was named after it, so I thought I might as well go all the way to the top. And I had a Walkman on, and I had a tape cassette Walkman, imagine that, kids. And I had a compilation that my wonderful sister had made for me. And as I topped this mountain in the most beautiful district, miles of pine woods and hills, this piece of music was playing. It's from Cantaloupe's Chant d'Auvergne, the songs of the Auvergne, and it's a shepherdess singing to a shepherd. She's like, Oi, come over here if you fancy a bit of this. It's called the Bailero, which doesn't actually have a translation. It's kind of like hey nonny nonny. It's a nonsense word used in folk music. Eileen Auger is singing it, and it's the English Chamber Orchestra. I love this. Yeah, I'm going to dedicate it to my sis. Love you, Boop.
Giant steps are what you take, walking on the moon. Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
So please, put your sweet hand in mine, and float in space, and drift in time. All my time, until I die. We'll float in space, just you and I.
Six.
This is BBC Radio
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
We'll be right back.
That was, of course, The Police and Regatta de Blanc. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. I'm on the roof of a villa in Italy where I'm on holiday with my pals. It's not been the most successful holiday in some respects. More than half of the party have come down with a vicious stomach bug, which is a shame. Yeah, it's been like death in Venice round the pool. But it hasn't put me off making a programme for you, and I'm happy to say that it's brightened up a little bit. The sun's been out all morning, the swallows are diving high above, the wind's getting up a little bit, and it might rain in a little while, but if it does, I'll just get down. Peter Elliott's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. He says he loved Women of Ireland by the Chieftains. That was the previous time I played it. He said it's a glorious tune. Would like to recommend to you Presentation Piece 1 by the Bill Wells Trio from an album called Also in White. He says, I know it's something that you couldn't play on the show as it's over 9 minutes long, but think it's something you might like to listen to if you get chance. Hope you enjoy it. Well, Peter Elliott is a serial recommender, and he's introduced me to Fats Waller, which is a love affair that is continuing. He's always got great things to offer, so of course I rushed and got this tune. Presentation Piece 1 by the Bill Wells Trio. And to tell me that I can't play it on my show because it's over 9 minutes long, well, Peter, that's just a red rag to a bull, isn't it? You might be able to hear bass player Pete Turner helping Reuben and Murray Potter, who are Craig's sons, get their football out of the swimming pool. I'm on holiday in Italy. I thought I'd make a programme while I was here. What did we just hear? Oh, we just heard the Bill Wells Trio and Presentation Piece 1, as suggested by Peter Elliott, who's a serial recommender on the programme. Once again, thank you, Peter. I absolutely loved that. This is a great one from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. It's got a terrific video if you get the chance to watch it. Maybe watch it online, but not join the show, eh? Don't be rude. It stars Jason Donovan, this video. It stars quite a few famous Australian faces. And as I remember it, they got a house in St. Petersburg, got snowed in, and had a party. And that's what the video is. It's all of them getting more and more out of their heads to this tune. Watch the video if you get a chance, but for now, here's just the song on its own. Obviously, it's a radio programme. This is 15 Feet of Pure White Snow.
Where is Mona? She's long gone. Where is Mary? She's taken her alone. But they haven't put their mittens on, and there's 15 feet of pure white snow. Michael, where is Mark? Where is Matthew? Now it's getting dark. Oh, where is Joan? They're all out back. Come to 15 feet up pure white snow. Would you please put down that telephone? Where are the 15 feet up? I wave to my neighbor wave to me. But my neighbor is my enemy. I kept a waving my arms till I could not see. Under 15 feet of pure white snow. Is there anybody out there, please? It's too quiet in here and I'm beginning to freeze. I got icicles hanging from my knees. Under 15 feet of pure white snow. Is there anybody here who feels this low? Under 15 feet of pure white snow. Raise your hands up to the sky. Doctor, I'm a going mad. This is the worst day I've ever had. I can't remember ever feeling this bad. Under 15 feet of pure white snow. Where's my nurse? I need some healing. I've been paralyzed by this lack of feeling. can't even find anything worth stealing under 15 feet of pure white snow. Is there anyone here who doesn't know we're under 15 feet of pure white snow? Raise your hands up into the sky. Raise your hands up into the sky. Raise your hands up into the sky. Is it anyone there?
Anti-war songs and who springs to mind? John Lennon, Marvin Gaye, Edwin Starr? You'd be forgiven for overlooking Eugene McDaniels, but he deserves a place on the list of writers with a conscience. His music was powerful, outspoken, and carefully concealed by an establishment who considered some of his lyrics as being close to treasonous. His most contentious album, 1971's Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse, was killed by his record label after, rumour has it, they received a phone call from the White House. However, there was one song that he wrote in 1969 that managed to make it to the masses and become a jazz soul classic when it was re-recorded by Eddie Harris and Les McCann. Compared to what is a scathing criticism of the social realities of 60s America, and in particular the Vietnam War. Fueled by a frenetic beat and punctuated with razor-sharp trumpet and sax solos set against a tight piano trio, it's an angry, ranting riot of sound that demands the attention and lends a megaphone to the views of a man who had a right to be heard. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you. the love are hanging on, we push and shove. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what. Slaughterhouses are killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies kissing dogs. I hate the human love of that stinking mud. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what. Come on. Just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Half of one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out wonder. God damn it, I'm trying to make it real compared to what. On Sunday, sleep and nod, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right. They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it. I'm trying to make it real compared to what. And where's that honey? Where's my God and where's my money? Unreal values, a crass distortion. Unwed mothers need abortion. Kind of brings to my old young King Tut. He did it now. Trying to make it real compared to what.
Welcome to the world of Tom Ravenscroft.
The land full of radness, wickedness, amazingness, and mad love. I don't think we talk about safety quite enough on this program. You might want to hang out there. I'm definitely going to be there. If you reckon you've heard a better record this week, you're lying. Take a trip with me to my world. I'm not sure that sounds that appealing.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Well, there you are. You're listening to Wonky Tom.
Every Friday night from 9. BBC Six Music.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
I mentioned at the beginning of the show that most of us have been taken by a pretty vile, nasty tummy bug while we've been here. It's been pestilence in Puglia, which is the area of Italy we're in. Never mind, eh? Never mind. We've still got each other's company and a load of booze. Rachel from Manchester's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. She says, I'm a man of constant sorrow by the Soggy Bottom Boys, as featured in Oh Brother Where Art Thou. She said, growing up in an Irish household where country music was fairly prominent, and then in brackets, I remember Beverly Knight once saying this about her West Indian home. There was a section labelled country. Anyway, I love singing this on the way to work when I need a boost, said Rachel. It would be my pleasure. Please do keep your Song for Guy recommendations coming in. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Keep them coming, and thanks for this one, Rachel.
In constant sorrow all through his days, I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. Place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I found.
Man of Constant Sorrow from the incredibly famous Oh Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack. That's the Soggy Bottom Boys. Thanks to Rachel in Manchester for that recommendation. Some new music now from Mechanical Bride, which is the AKA of Lauren Doss, This is brilliant. It's called The Colour of Fire, and it was out, or it is out, on the 9th of May. Mechanical Bride, aka Lauren Doss, that's out on the 9th of May, and it's called Colour of Fire. I think it's great. I want to listen to some more of that record. We've had an email from Devon Bianchi. That's quite an Italian sounding name, is it? Or am I just obsessed with Italy? Because that's where I'm making the show. She says, Guy, I noticed you played a new Stephen Fretwell song on your show last week, and it made me want to email and express my delight. She goes on at length about how much she loves Fretwell and his voice and Man on the Roof, and she ends the email with, I feel like it's finally time that Britain's best kept secret was let out of the bag and shared with my fellow Six Musicers. I shouldn't be the only one going weak at the knees when he utters the word darling in his irresistibly hushed tones. Lots of love, Devon in Edinburgh. Well, Stephen Fretwell was a very good old friend of mine. I met him because I heard about this troubadour figure that had appeared in Manchester, who was just, I had to hear, you know, so many people recommended him, fell in love with his music, and he's become a very good friend since. His solo stuff, his new solo stuff is amazing, but I'm going to play an old tune. I'm going to play one of his new ones. I'll play the one that I played last week. I was going to play William Shatner's Dog, because it's my favourite one of his, it's really touching, but I do love this new one. So here it is again. This is on 10, which is the Manchester Aid to Kosovo charity album that came out on the 4th of April. And this is Stephen Fretwell's Tamarind. For you, Devon.
my money on the even rare, and things will wind up just like you said. I will lose my whole stake and carry you down to the underground bar. Declare myself a genius in front of all the bar stools and the pretty girls. Can I take you tomorrow down to the town hall and with strangers for witnesses marry you? I don't know how long I've loved you.
Riley, Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
What are you lot laughing at?
Ex-lovers are back in the room, hello.
Do you know, I normally take bands to task for not having a title for a song.
Yeah, it's a new song, sorry.
How new?
It's actually not that new.
Live music every night.
And that is Lapel's Zerosa.
Deer Track,
live in session.
Mark Riley.
We'll have a chat. Semi-sensible is the way I'm feeling at the moment, but...
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit worrying, really.
Mark Riley.
Excellent stuff. Enjoyed the session, as I knew I would. Very, very much indeed.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Time rolls the back wheels of my mind. Because you're kind, and I wonder where you learn to be so good, and I wonder if I'm doing the best I could. I could be somewhere else, I should be someone else, but you wouldn't know me I was. You'd say I was a stranger just because you'd say I wasn't weak enough for you. You'd want me just to feel as you do too. I could be somewhere else, I should be someone else, but shouldn't tell me what to do. I'll only take the brakes off if you do. And roll around like marbles on the floor. Pick me up and roll me out the door. I could be somewhere else, I should be someone else, but guess I'm happy as I am. Sometimes I find it hard to be a man. It's easier just to play the same old game. Of trying to forget my bloody name. I could be somewhere else, I should be someone else, but how are you? I'm Mr. I know what I'm called. It's just you got me. You got me, you got me.
Johnny Flynn and the Sussex Wit, as recommended by Ross Kirk. Brown Trout Blues. I was talking before that song about how Song for Guy has increased my record collection by 50%, how listener recommendations have become some of my favourite tunes, if not half of my record collection. This is one of them. Sarah Madden got in touch with us, let me have a look how long ago it was. It was 26th of September 2009, so a couple of years ago. She got in touch and recommended this tune by Diane Cluck. It's called Easy to Be Around, and it's become one of my favourite songs. So once again, if you're still listening, cheers, Sarah Madden. Thank you so much.
I was in the coal mine picking up diamonds that the miners had left behind, behind, behind. And I admired their cold shine, simple and bright, and I pocketed money in the cabinet's night. Clear.
to the light. You belong to no one. You are easy to be wrong, 'cause you belong to no one. You are easy to be wrong, 'cause you belong to no one. You are easy to be wrong. And I scattered them on the ground. The way your eyes, it decays your despise. To walk beside you, you're so easy to be around. It's like I'm not even walking beside you. We are rolling along the ground. One shadow made of mercury. We were two till we melted down. Now you're easy to be around.
How's your holiday been so far?
A lot of rubbish and a really good from Reuben Potter. Marvellous. Let's have a listen to an old classic, something to cheer you up if your holiday's gone quite literally down the pan. Here's Marvin Gaye with What's Going On.
Far too many of you die. You know we
Marvin Gaye and What's Going On, rounding off this edition of The Finest Hour from my holiday in Italy, which, despite the tummy bugs and despite the weather not being perfect, has been brilliant on account of my wonderful friends and their families. In fact, their families are my wonderful friends. Thanks so much to Michelle and Peter and Boz and everyone who puts the show together for me in Manchester. Thanks, of course, to the Beccapedia for her contribution. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Ciao.
Right.